In today's discussion, I want to delve into the complex dynamics of human relationships, particularly the experience of reaching out to others only to have them turn away. At the heart of this narrative lies the concept of family, a fundamental aspect of our lives that often shapes our identity and values. My own family story is a tapestry woven from the threads of divorce, resilience, hardship, and the enduring quest for connection. I hail from a family of five, comprised of three siblings and two parents whose paths diverged when I was just 8 years old. My older sister, Jan, chose to live with our father, while my younger sister, Darcy, my brother, James, and I stayed with our mother. Subsequently, my father remarried, welcoming my stepmother, Janet, into our lives, and my mother found love again in my stepfather, Frank. The memories of our family's journey are etched in my mind. I recall the days when we left my father's house, embarking on a series of moves that would shape our lives. First, it was Grant, Michigan, where we resided for about a year, and then we relocated to Fremont, Michigan, occupying a house for approximately a year and a half. Finally, we settled into what would become our permanent home, the place where I would attend school and eventually graduate from Fremont High School. While my sister, Darcy, continued to live with our father, my brother, and I remained in our mother's care, accompanied by our stepfather, Milan. Growing up, I never perceived our circumstances as particularly challenging. I believed that I had a good life, and, in hindsight, I realized that I did. My stepfather, a hardworking farmer, entrusted us with the care of animals and a sprawling garden during the summer months. Winter brought the responsibility of stacking wood to fuel our wood stove. As a young boy, I occasionally balked at the workload, but my stepfather's intent was clear: to prepare us for the journey into adulthood. My father, on the other hand, imparted a wealth of automotive knowledge during our visits. These visits started as biweekly occurrences but gradually tapered to monthly visits, possibly due to financial constraints, although the exact reasons remain unknown to me. Nonetheless, I cherished those moments spent learning from my father and bonding over cars. In my eyes, I had the privilege of having two outstanding fathers and two remarkable mothers. My mother, a dedicated worker, commuted nearly 20 miles daily to her job as a waitress, excelling at her craft. In my younger years, I often joined her, assisting with dishwashing while admiring her skills as a waitress. I never had the chance to witness my father at work as he toiled in a foundry. Nevertheless, life eventually led me to follow in his footsteps, working in a foundry for over 37 years. Despite sharing a family bond, my siblings and I were never particularly close. This, I believe, significantly influenced the state of our relationships today. Presently, my brother grapples with alcoholism, having held various jobs but never entering into marriage. Darcy, my sister, married and had two children but eventually went through a divorce. Jan, my older sister, faced a tumultuous marriage characterized by abuse. She also had two children but later found happiness when she met a loving partner. Both Jan and Darcy now have grandchildren whom they adore. In contrast, my own life has seen three marriages, resulting in two children and two cherished grandsons. With such a large extended family, one might expect close-knit bonds and harmonious relationships. Regrettably, this is not our reality. Each year, Jan extends an invitation for Christmas Day festivities, a heartfelt attempt to bring the family together. However, the task of uniting everyone is a challenge, primarily due to the strained relationship between my brother and me. His aversion towards me casts a shadow over these gatherings. I feel a profound sense of sorrow, not only for myself, but for our entire family. It perplexes me that a family of this magnitude struggles to maintain harmony, even when a family member faces a critical condition. In such moments, it seems as though indifference pervades, and the family collectively shrugs, accepting life's vicissitudes. As I've observed other families over the years, I've witnessed the beauty of kinship that endures, such as the annual Christmas parties hosted by my wife Jody's family. Laughter, camaraderie, and shared meals characterize these gatherings, standing in stark contrast to the strained relationships within my own family. I've often pondered the reasons behind our family's disunity, but answers remain elusive. Conversations about these matters are rarely broached, and each sibling holds their unique perspective on the others. One undeniable truth is my sister Jan's unwavering dedication to bridging the family divide. Even as she faces the challenges of divorce, I see her as an empty vessel, mourning the loss of a marriage that once brought her joy and united our family during Christmas. Her only refuge appears to be our father's home, where my brother also resides. Times may grow tougher, and the possibility arises that our home, the place where all the children originated, may be the only sanctuary for a reunion. While it remains uncertain, it lingers as a potential turning point. I continue to pray for my family, including my estranged brother. Despite our differences, it saddens me that during moments of need, none of my siblings seem willing to engage in conversation. This unwillingness to communicate and empathize with each other mirrors a larger issue plaguing the world, a lack of dialogue and understanding. It feels as though the prophecies of the Bible are unfolding before my eyes, and I can't help but perceive the world around me as increasingly chaotic, vastly different from the serene upbringing I enjoyed. Even the magic of Christmas, a cherished memory from my childhood, seems to have faded, replaced by the stark reality of a fractured family. In conclusion, I implore all of us to reflect on the potential for a more harmonious world if we could simply strive to get along. Our family, once a source of strength and unity, now stands as a testament to the importance of fostering and nurturing our relationships. If we can bridge the gaps that divide us, perhaps we can contribute to a world that mirrors the warmth and togetherness we once cherished during the holiday season.